Welcome back to another episode of Capes and Tights, a comic book and pop culture podcast. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg. This is my poll list. This is Justin's poll list for another week here in April. This is a poll list for April 20th of 2022. A poll list is a box where they save my comic books at my local comic book shop here in Bangor, Maine, Galactic Comics and Collectibles. Check them out this weekend at the Bangor Comic and Toy Con at the Bangor Mall, April 22nd to the 24th. They'll be having a shop set up there as well if you're in the greater Bangor area. But before we get there, Wednesday, I'm going to stop by the shop, pick up these books that I do every week. These are actual books that I buy and I collect and read and so on. So check them out. Galactic Comics and Collectibles on 547 Hammond Street in Bangor, Maine, if you're in the greater Bangor area again. If not, check out your LCS. Find out where you can get your comic book pull list or subscription box or save box or, you know, pull ball, whatever they call it at your local shop. Check that out. Before we get started, though, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Capes and Tights Podcast and on Twitter at Capes Tights Pod. CapesandTights.com and Apple, Spotify, and all your major podcasting platforms out there. We're there every week, every Tuesday for a new episode of the podcast. Tomorrow on the podcast, we talk Doctor Strange, number one review with special guest owner of Galactic Comics and Collectibles, Paul Eaton, doing a review with me, as well as a preview to In the Multiverse of Madness, which is Doctor Strange 2, which comes out in a few weeks here in the United States. Also check out Star Wars Week, the first week of May, every day, seven straight days, new content out there for you related to the Star Wars universe. I'm actually thinking the poll list is going to be Star Wars related as well, so check that out. But for this week, April 20th, 2022, my poll list includes Canceled, number one, over at Scout Comics. Cover A on that one. Captain America, number zero. Doctor Strange, Nexus of Nightmares, number one. Hulk, number six. Slumber, number two. Spider-Gwen and the Gwenverse, number two. Walking Dead Deluxe, 37. Grabbing all those covers like I do all the time. We Don't Kill Spiders, number four, again, over at Caravan, Black Caravan, a subsidiary of, or a co-publisher, a publisher over at Scout Comics as well, and Wolverine, number 20, cover A on all those. So let's go over the list really quickly again. Canceled, number one, Captain America, zero, Doctor Strange, Nexus of Nightmares, number one, Hulk, number six, Slumber, number two, Spider-Gwen, Gwenverse, number two, Walking Dead Deluxe, number 37, We Don't Kill Spiders, number four, Wolverine number 20. For anybody who listens to this podcast on a weekly basis and finds out what my poll list is every week, you understand that most of my books come from Marvel, Image, IDW, Scout, Boom, Black Caravan, and so on, that I had not pulled since the starting of this poll list a DC book for my pleasure. Well, guess what? The streak is broken. The streak has broken. This week's featured comic book of the week, and the only reason is I love the book very, 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 very much. I started reading it a couple of weeks ago. I absolutely am in love with this book. I'm in love with this writer and the creator, and I'm absolutely ecstatic to say that I have now purchased a Black Label, DC Black Label book. The Nice House on the Lake, number eight, comes out this week from James Tinian IV and Alvaro Martinez Bueno. So check that out. But let me read the solicitation for you. With Walter living among his friends in the house, has the impossible happened? Have their lives actually improved? Perhaps for some, but how are things going for the one housemate whose place Walter took? Check that out. The Nice House on the Lake, number eight. Check out The Nice House on the Lake. It's an unbelievable story, unbelievable writing again by James Tinian IV, a all-star writer, all-star creator. So check out that over on DC Black Label. Yes, Justin has now bought a DC book, a brand new DC book to add to his collection of Marvel and a lot of the other independent publishers. So check that out. I will eventually sometime, you know, that's by stepping my toes into the water for eventually picking up a DC mainstream comic book. But right now we're going to stick with DC Black Label and The Nice House on the Lake. So check out those books this week over at your local comic book shop. Check out what they have available for all the variant covers and things like that. But until next time, this has been Justin's Pull List over here at Capes and Tights Podcast, a comic book and pop culture podcast. And until next time, again, my name's Justin. Peace.